Friends, fellow Quakers, here we are at last aboard our ship, leaving the burden of persecution, sailing to freedom and a new life in America. For too long, we stood back and watched those we love treated cruelly, watched as our cattle, oxen, sheep, our horses, books, and even our precious Bibles were carried away.
Roland Ellis, a local farmer, set forth from Milford Haven for a new life in faraway Pennsylvania, having left this little market town of Dolgellau after years of religious persecution and imprisonment.
The king and his authorities call us men and women of dangerous principles. But it is they who have beaten us, thrown us into prisons to rot, and all because we refuse to sign their act of allegiance. All because we refuse to acknowledge that no man can be more superior to any other before God. All because we steadfastly refuse to take up arms and fight their spurious wars. But as our valiant captain George Fox has urged us, now is the time to beat our swords to plowshares and our spears to pruning hooks. For the only war that will draw Quakers to the battlefield is the Lamb's War.
Ellis, along with many other locals here, converted to the Quaker faith following a visit from its charismatic founder, George Fox. The Quakers steadfastly refused to sign an oath of allegiance to Charles II, the consequences of which, for these dissenters also known as the Religious Society of Friends, was often violent and devastating.
They call us witches, blasphemers and heretics. But from this day we are free from their oppressive barbaric ways. Now we will build our own peaceful community in Pennsylvania, far away from those who wish us ill and would seek to drive us away from the true word of God and the way of the light.
Dolgellau's past is rich in history, reaching at least as far as the Roman conquest of Wales. This was part of the tribal lands of the Ordovices, who steadfastly refused to give way to domination from the advancing Roman armies. 1,000 years later, in the time of the princes of Gwynedd, it became a small market town, and its spirit of dissent came to the fore once more in the time of the Quakers.
America. A new continent for God's new faith. A place where I hope Welshmen can prosper and worship how they please.
And so they did. 100 Quakers from Dolgellau joined other friends who had emigrated and set up a prospering community there. And in 1700, Roland Ellis was elected to represent Philadelphia in the assembly of his province. A principled farmer from a small Welsh town, who was persecuted and imprisoned for his faith, risked everything and made a journey of faith across a massive ocean to become a man of great significance and influence. We've explored 3 different spiritual aspects of North Wales heritage in this audio trail, but there are more. Why not explore the inspirational story of Mary Jones? She was a 15-year-old girl who, in 1880, walked from Llanfihangel y Pennant near Cader Idris through rugged mountain passes to the chapel door of the Methodist preacher Thomas Charles to buy a Bible in the Welsh language. Her story is one of faith and determination, a common theme throughout North Wales. Many thanks for taking part in our audio. The Our Heritage Project is led by Gwynedd Council in partnership with Conwy Council, Snowdonia National Park Authority and partners. It is part of the Heritage Tourism Project led by Cadw and is part funded by the European Regional Development Fund through the Welsh Government.